we round out our week, because a little housekeeping before we get Jesse Nelson on the line. We will be off tomorrow as the company is celebrating the 4th of July holiday. And with that, you should be celebrating with us here on 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge TV, because those places, 95.3 and Daily Dodge, are your home for 4th of July festivities as the United States celebrates 250 years. A big thank you to our 4th of July sponsors, Richards Insurance, Prairie Ridge Health, Farmers and Merchants Union Bank, Nuremberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Foley. And we have programming that starts at 5 a.m. on Saturday with the 4th of July. We have Jerry Stewart's 4th of July special from 5 until 6. And from 6 until 9, we have the ABC News 4th of July special. And then 9 until 12 on 95.3 WBEV, we have the Summer Bash. 3 hours of fun, up-tempo music. And then right there at noon, you're going to be able to turn in and tune in to Daily Dodge TV's coverage of the annual Columbus 4th of July parade. And that'll be hosted by Kale Zomer and Justin the Ninja Wilski. I'll be in the parade. I'll be driving the vehicle for this. And the second time I've done this, I got to just make sure I keep this thing on the rails so that Jason Wilde can't give me a hard time when we catch up with him this next Wednesday. But now, without further ado, Jesse Nelson, the one and the only, is on the line with us now. Jesse Nelson on the Damn Sports Show is brought to you by the Wilde and Tausch 10th Anniversary, presented by Steinhoffels. Celebrate 10 great years of Wilde and Tausch all summer long from 9 a.m. until noon on ESPN Beaver Dam, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and on the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels. Without further ado, Jesse Nelson, how are we doing today?
Wonderful, Wally. Thanks for having me. Happy 4th of July weekend. And I think I'll be three or four beverages in up at the lake up north by the time Kale and Ninja hit the air at noon for the parade. So we'll turn it on Daily Dodge TV, come in from the heat, get a little break, watch the parade. Don't drive that car off the rails, and we'll be in good shape.
We're keeping it on the rails for you, Jesse. As long as I hit the pass, you can see me waving, and then all of a sudden we finish without Wally in the back of a squat car. Everybody wins.
Should we make like drinking game rules for me and the crew that are going to be up north and watching along with the parade on Daily.TV? Like, okay, everybody finish your drinks when Wally comes through on the on screen with the car, and every time Kale says America, we take a drink. Like, I feel like there's a game to be made here.
There's probably definitely a game to be made. My problem is my initial thoughts of trying to get you like, hey, have a swig or have a sip whenever you see red, white, and blue in a vehicle. And then the problem is you wouldn't remember the second half of the parade.
Well, yeah, that would be a problem. I've never been a fan of drinking games like that. The only one we ever had success with was the National Treasure drinking game when I was in college, when we watched National Treasure, and we made some rules to that one. Well, let me tell you, Waterfall, the Philadelphia chase scene, you forget how long that chase scene is until you're continuously enjoying a beverage of your choice. But other games like that, like, people don't follow the rules well, and then it's like, oh, I want to drink, and it's going too slow, and then all of a sudden you're like, I never enjoyed those. I just like a good casual sip.
No, I'm right there with you. I have to imagine stealing the Declaration of Independence was a hefty one on that. Like when Nicolas Cage, we're going to steal the Declaration of Independence. Finish!
So the actress, I forget, Diane Kruger, I think is her name, that plays the love interest in National Treasure. If you watch the movie back, you should this weekend. It's fitting. It's, you know, America 250 and whatnot. When you watch the movie back, she has a German accent. And then at some point, she just doesn't have a German accent anymore. And so one of our favorite rules is take a shot when you realize that she doesn't have the German accent anymore. And it's various times for everybody involved. It's just a classic. It's my favorite movie of all time.
It's a good one. It's a good one, Jesse. I'm not going to knock you there. But before we get into some sports dialogue here, I got a little bit of a tiff with my co-host, Ashley Dobrzynski, and Jason Wilde yesterday was on my side, and I can't imagine a lot of people are. I'm just going to leave this up to you, and you got to tell me your thoughts on it. Fireworks. Thoughts.
I like fireworks. I don't like everything that goes into watching fireworks. As a kid, we would try to go to, I grew up in Muskego, and we would try to go to the Franklin fireworks each week, or each year on the 4th of July. And you try and get a spot to sit outside, and a lot of times it's hot and muggy and humid like it's been for the last several days and will be this weekend. You know, rain in the forecast, so then the bugs come out. So you're sitting out there, and as it gets to dusk, all these flies and mosquitoes are swarming around. And then so you're spraying bug spray, and that might not work. So then you got to put on layers, and then you're hot because it's hot out. You're wearing long sleeves, long pants. So that's like that whole experience, like sitting around waiting for it, not a fan of that. If what the ideal situation, which we've been able to enjoy, we're very fortunate that we get to go up north and have a property on a lake where we get to, you know, go swim during the day, have a campfire at night. And on the 4th of July, we love just sitting up by the house. And if you want to go inside, you can go inside. When you hear something go off over the lake, you can walk outside and you kind of get a good view of all different people, including the local town blowing off its fireworks at the nearby field that they do it in. It's pretty cool to have that set up. So if you can enjoy fireworks from your house, and then just step outside when absolutely necessary, I'm in. But otherwise, not a huge fan.
Wow, Jesse, I didn't know that you knew ball like this. You, me, and Jason on the push off the firework train. I'm good with this right now.
Yeah, I'm not. First of all, I want to say I fully support Kale and Ninja bringing us the parade at noon, and I appreciate you driving the car. I don't really like parades. I'd say I'd rather go to fireworks than a parade.
Okay, now you lost me.
Yeah, I know. I like being in a parade. Like, I was a drum major of our high school marching band in a parade in Muskego back in the day. I got to, like, stop the entire band to play the song where my dad was posted up at Alpine Lane Bowling Alley. That was pretty cool being in a parade, but watching a parade, attending, and just kind of sit, like, that's, like, all the things about fireworks, except it's super hot in the middle of the day, and if we could do the parade at like 7 in the morning or like 9 o'clock at night, I think we'd be in better shape. So I hope everybody enjoys the parade that enjoys it on Saturday in Beaver Dam. That's not my cup of tea.
Hey, you know what? The fireworks that you and I get excited about are those over there at AmFam Field. And I know they fell short today, 7-2 to the Cincinnati Reds. But Jesse, another 3 games out of 4 against a division rival here, getting a win. This is that weird part of the year where you want your team to go 162 every year. Everybody does. It'd be naive to say anything else, but there's something about almost wanting to struggle a little bit before you get to the deadline, before you get to the All-Star game, so you know where you need to improve. And at this point, if I told you they were only going to make one move, they weren't going to be able to do a couple Band-Aids in different holes, is there one thing, whether a player or a position, that you're like, you know what, by the end of July, we need to have this if we are being serious about trying to win a World Series?
I still think back-end bullpen. I'm going to stay on that train, and I've been told otherwise by other people when I've debated this. I was filling in with Ben Brust, hosting Kyle and Brust earlier this week, some of the other fellow seam heads that love talking ball. They say they got to go get a bat or they got to go get a third baseman. I still think back-end bullpen, and McGill's been better, Uribe's been better, Jared Koenig's back, but I just watched him pitch the 7th today. It was ugly. He can't hit the strike zone right now. And I know he just got off the injured list and whatnot, but if they can find another guy that shortens the game, that can pitch regularly, when you get to the postseason, if your starter gives you 4 or 5 solid innings going through the order maybe twice, and then you can get 4 innings out of consistent relievers when you've got the game in hand that you feel are shut down, I think that's a game changer, a difference maker, and that is the path to success against a team like the Dodgers that owned the Brewers in the NLCS last year. So I'm going to stay on that train. I would love to see them go get a back-end reliever to supplement what is already a pretty solid unit, but to make them an elite unit, bring in a veteran closer. I've mentioned Aroldis Chapman on this show. There's a couple other names of some veteran guys that have come up over the years that have had playoff experience, that are on bad teams this year, that could be great additions to the back end of the Brewer bullpen. Just because you mentioned today's game and the stretch that they're in, I'm not going to put a ton of stock in what happens from now until the All-Star break. Everybody's messed up this number when they've tried to say it. Now I don't actually remember what the number is. But starting with the Cubs game last Friday night, the Brewers will not have a day off until the Monday of the Home Run Derby. So that's like 2.5 weeks straight of baseball, including a road trip with 3 in Arizona, 5 in St. Louis, and 3 in Pittsburgh. So it's cross-country. What does that amount to? A 10-day road trip, an 11-game road trip. the bullpen's going to be depleted. They're starting pitching. They're going to try and manage appropriately. Don't put too much stock if this doesn't go so well, this upcoming road trip for the Brewers, because they're just trying to keep this thing on the rails and get to the All-Star break in one piece without overextending.
Well, that's a great point. And not to mention, in that 11 games in 10-day stretch, eight of those are division rivals that, yeah, they might not be right in the rearview mirror of the division right now, but they're still playing very much with wild card aspirations, and they do have that familiarity. So couldn't agree with you. If you get a 5-6 stretch here, don't even bat an eye. Just get rested at the All-Star break. Come back, worry about your deadline pieces, and everything's going to be hunky-dory.
And I like making sure everybody's up to speed on how to watch the Brewers, so I want to make sure everybody knows. Tomorrow night is Apple TV Plus only. Just like last Friday, no local TV. It's only on Apple TV Plus. Saturday, it's on your regular Brewers channel. And then Sunday, all the games are only on Peacock. There's two games in Major League. There's one at 11:30 in the morning on NBC, and then the Sunday night game at 6:20 on NBC. Every other game, including the Brewers, is exclusively on Peacock on Sunday. So if you don't have any of those streaming services, you're only going to be able to watch Saturday night's game at 8:40 on your regular TV channel. The other two are streaming only.
Well, thank God you have 95.3 WBEV to fall back on here, Jesse. You set me up unintentionally.
It's 4th of July weekend. You go outside, you turn the radio on, you enjoy the game around the campfire, late night Arizona tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon, chill by the pool, fire up the grill for dinner. Perfect timing on all that stuff, no doubt.
Jesse, we have one more question for you before we have to shift over to track talk here in Beaver Dam. But I want to ask you, being in Madison the last couple days, the announcement of what seems to be the next athletic director, and Sean Eichhurst, I want you to do me two favors. I want you to tell me why this is going to work, and I want you to tell me why this won't work.
Okay, why it's going to work, he literally checks all the boxes you would want from a Wisconsin athletic director. Ties to Barry Alvarez, has worked under him. Knows Wisconsin. Went to Whitewater. Worked for the Badgers athletic program for a long time. Loves Wisconsin. Even when he was at Nebraska and other schools, would tell people how much he loves Wisconsin. It's his dream job. He has success at other Division I programs. He has failed at other Division I programs and has learned what not to do. He went to Texas, where they have a ton of money, and they are all on top of NIL. They're pioneers on the NIL front down. Remember, the Longhorn Network with ESPN is kind of what started this entire NIL thing a decade ago. So he's worked at Texas. He's seen how it works at its best. He can come into Wisconsin. He can say, here's how it works at that school. That system's not going to work here, but here's what I think we can do to improve the efforts around Madison and around this state. Buy in. He understands how important it is to connect with people locally and the schools and the communities around the state. That's why it's going to work. Why it's not going to work, because it didn't work in Nebraska and it didn't work in Miami and it didn't really work there. Why would it work here? It's been fascinating, Wally, the last couple of days when we've had fans texting in or responding in a YouTube comment everywhere to this news. I think you can really tell the state of a program or a sports team based on how fans react just when they see a piece of news come by. When you see Packers news from Adam Schefter, you're like, ooh, what's that? Because you're excited. It's like positive. Brewers news. Oh, what's the Brewers news today? Badgers news. Oh, God, what'd they do now?
that's a good point.
Like Badger fans. It's like, I heard you're open. That feels like what Badger fans feel now. Every time it's like breaking Badgers. Oh, God, what happened now? Who left? What did we do? We hired that guy. Like, people just want to react negative to this because it's been kind of built in over the last couple of years that when there's Badger news, it's bad news. And so I think it's fascinating seeing the fan dynamic because quite frankly, in my lifetime, in your lifetime, up until the last couple of years, that was never the case. It was always, oh, all right, what's the news from Badger football? What's the news from men's basketball? And now it's like that's flipped, and I don't know if that's justified. So give him a chance. Eichhorst, I think, is going to come in. He's going to understand what he needs to survey. And I think people just need to chill and give him a chance before they write off, oh, he's the guy that got fired at Nebraska. There's no way this is going to work.
I love the optimism. We got to go glass half full right here. We're going into 4th of July. It better be half full, Jesse.
I just want, like, I don't know if it's because I host the Barry Alvarez show on ESPN Madison, and he's always trying to look at the positives and support the university. I mean, he's done so much to help it. I think that's a good way to look at it. I think it's a classic thing to just say, ah, this isn't going to work. That's not going to be a good, like, that can be your instant reaction if you just know the very minimum about Sean Eichhorst. And quite frankly, we don't know a lot about ADs around the country. Mm-hmm. You only know the names if they've been a committee chairman for something that was controversial or if they've been fired from another school. So I thought, like, the AP story on Eichhorst getting hired was, failed Nebraska AD, gets job at Wisconsin. Like, what the heck, AP? Like, what are we doing? Like, just, why don't we say successful COO of Texas gets the Wisconsin job? It's just, so let's all give him a chance to settle in. I think his press conference is going to be early next week. I can't wait to hear what he says. And I'm very hopeful, no spoilers, I'm very hopeful that in the coming days he's able to join Wilde and Tausch.
Wink, ooh, wink. Good tease, good tease. I'll be listening, Jesse. I tell you what, and I'd call this a successful call-in. I'm not doing the AP stuff. I'm giving you the sunshine and rainbows treatment on this beautiful Thursday afternoon.
Two hands on the wheel, 10-2 when you're driving that car in the parade. Keep it on the rails, Wally. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th to you, Jesse. Drive safe. Enjoy your weekend, all right?
My pleasure. Thanks.
Hey, absolutely. The great Jesse Nelson, everybody. Excited. Keep an eye out there. Wilde and Tausch, perhaps. That's a big guess. That'd be a fun, fun get. So make sure you keep an eye out on all of our Wisconsin, ESPN Wisconsin airwaves, and we will fill you in there. Right before we get to Lucy Gonzalez, Owen Hemling, and Taylor Post, I want to remind you guys, if you are looking for a fun way to celebrate the holiday weekend, how about a Fond du Lac Dock Spiders game? Kick off the 4th of July weekend on Thursday at 6:35. It's Thirsty Thursday with the Dock Spiders, and that means great drink specials all night long. Plus, every fan in attendance will receive a Caleb Durbin replica jersey giveaway. Don't miss your chance to score this can't-miss collectible. Then on Friday, July 3rd, don't miss a spectacular post-game fireworks show lighting up the skies. You think Jesse Nelson and I are morons? Go out and enjoy this right here. These are fun, especially when you're at a baseball game. That's where you can get me on board. I can sit around. I'm not in my house. I don't have to worry about the dogs. That's where you got the fireworks show. You go to a Dock Spiders game. And then, of course, if afternoon baseball is more your style, bring your crew out on Sunday for Military Appreciation Day. It's a 1:05 first pitch to wrap up the holiday weekend, and all veterans and active duty military get in for free. Fun promotions, great giveaways, and an awesome way to make memories close to home all summer long. Get your tickets now at DocSpiders.com. That's DocSpiders.com. We're going to go to break, and then it's time to talk to some Beaver Dam track standouts here on the Dam Sports Show, here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Saving money this 4th of July at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces and doubles the detection and protection. Save big money in all Kidde products at Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hit a home run with the last WBEV Milwaukee Baseball Bus Trip of the season, presented by Aaron Bischoff of Edward Jones and Columbus Family Dental. Join us on Wednesday, July 22nd as Milwaukee takes on New York. $70 gets you a Loge infield seat and deluxe motor coach transportation to and from the game, including bus driver gratuity. Bus depart Slumberland Furniture at 10:30 a.m. for a 1:10 first pitch. Sign up today at the WBEV Studios, 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam during business hours.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we are committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
Prairie Ridge Health offers an array of trusted healthcare providers and services for everyone in your family. From routine checkups and specialty services to inpatient care at our hospital just off Highway 151 in Columbus, we make it easy to get the care you need close to home. Come see us in Columbus, Beaver Dam, Sun Prairie, and Marshall. Schedule today at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Every financial journey is unique, and people can help you navigate.
The Unpeople team always goes far above and beyond to make sure that all of my decisions are in my best interest long term, and that I am fully educated in all the details of my options. They always follow up and make it feel like I'm the only client that they have.
Whether you're just starting out, preparing for retirement, or anything in between, Unpeople can help. Visit Unpeople.com to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Josh Schneider, president of Silica for Your Home. If you're ready to upgrade your home, I invite you to visit Silica, your one-stop shop for appliances, electronics, furniture, bedding, and more. Since 1922, we've proudly served our community with quality products and exceptional service you can trust. Our experienced team is here to help every step of the way, from sales to delivery and installation to service after the sale. Visit us at shopsilica.com or stop by our stores and see why it's Silica for Your Home.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
When I met both of them, it was like my missing pieces were found. Like it was just like an instant, these are my kids. If you're considering adopting a teen, just do it. Kids need families. I don't care the age, everybody deserves a family.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Stay tuned to the Dam Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Get the inside look at Beaver Dam High School athletics, weekdays at 4 on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
And welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon cards, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go. You can be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today. Look for your orange logo and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. Wally Lukashinsky back with you here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. And it is time to join. You did not 6-7 off the rip.
Oh, boy.
We have Taylor Post. We have Lucy Gonzalez. And we have Owen Hemling here to celebrate their fantastic track seasons this past year. First of all, thank you all for joining me. Short notice, I sent out the flyer in the last 24 hours. I'm like, if we can get you guys in, I'd love to have it. So thank you for the quick call, the quick response. So thank all three of you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited to have you. And I'd love to start, Taylor, we'll work our way down the line. I like to get a little background. I'd like to hear where the fall in love for like the sport came from. When did you start participating in track? And when did you know that this was something you'd want to do?
So I started participating in track my freshman year. So I started because I was not very happy with my speed in basketball my freshman year. So I had an organization reach out to me and say that they would give me a chair. First, I told them no because I was content with not doing track. But then as the season went on, I wasn't playing good defense, and I knew I needed to pick up my speed, so I told him yes, and then I just got hooked right when I started.
I love to hear that hooked right away, and I'm going to have some follow-ups too, because even trying to go around on a chair, usually my arms are like so tired, and you're going on a literal race with it, I like can't even fathom that, so you're going to have to stick around, because I've got some questions for you.
Sounds good.
Lucy, how about you? When did you start in track, and when did you know that this was something you'd want to continue to do?
I'm going to tell you a story.
I'm ready for a story.
It started when I was in fourth grade, and like it was the day I learned that I was kind of fast. So we had
that
to run.
That must be nice.
Right? We had to run the mile in gym class, and I was like, okay, how am I going to beat everyone? You know, I've always had that like spirit, like, I'm going to beat everyone. And so I was like, just go fast. That's what I told myself in my head. And then I went fast, and I was like, wait, like, you just run fast, right? And so then I learned. I was like, wait, I'm kind of fast.
I wish I had this kind of, like, internal monologue. Mine was just like, I am slow, and I'm going to continue.
No, and then ever since then, it was like, okay, now you have to beat all the boys in the pacer test, and that was always, like, the goal, like, be faster than the boys.
I can still hear the grand pacer test. What was the number?
I don't know, but it was faster than the boys.
That's important.
Yeah, and then in middle school, so I started running track in seventh grade with everyone, and it was like, I kind of fell in love with winning.
I really
loved winning.
We have three winners here. I was going to say, we'll get to that. You guys have won a lot here in your Beaver Dam high school career, so.
Yeah, and then in high school, I would say my freshman year after, like, making it to state, my freshman year, that was, like, the biggest, like, okay, like, now I kind of love this. Like, I kind of want to keep doing it.
Yeah, I can imagine. You start winning.
I realized I was, like, kind of good, yeah.
And Owen, was it similar for you? Where did you fall in love with track? When did you know this is going to be something you can excel at?
Yeah, it was very similar to Lucy's. You always, like, run the mile at an elementary school, and then fourth and fifth grade, they have the citywide track meet.
Oh, yeah.
And I was one of the two from South Beaver Dam. Shout out South Beaver Dam. I got to run the mile. And so I've always been like kind of a more distance runner. I did cross country all throughout middle school. And I did track in middle school too, but we had the kind of COVID years for all of my track seasons in middle school. So it was a bit different. We just only did it with our team. But then I did cross country in middle school. And when I got to high school, I had to pick between soccer and cross country. I picked soccer. And my soccer coaches convinced me, you can do soccer in the fall, and then you can just run your distance races during track. And so then
you
that
can
got
kill
me,
two birds, one stone.
Yeah, so you can still like run your distance races, but also do soccer. So I did that, and my freshman year, the group of guys we had on the distance team was really fun to be around, and I kind of just kept coming back, changed my events every year, and ended up where I'm at now, yeah.
I like it. Three different journeys.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, you can ask.
Did you
question.
Win the mile in elementary
school? No.
Second place was still podium.
I know I won, though.
No, I was
so,
like,
oh, really? I'm just kidding.
I now understand where this all came from.
Fourth grade mile was my peak.
That was the peak.
Yeah.
It's been downhill for ever since, really.
Yeah.
Well, before we get to the downhill part, I would love to look back, too, because all three of you competed at state this year because of what you were able to achieve throughout your season. Taylor, we'll do the same. We'll drill down the line here. But for you, can you tell us, first of all, what the events were that you competed in throughout the year? And when for you did you know that, hey, you know what, I might be able to compete at the grand stage of this thing?
So this year I did the 400, 800, 1600, and shot at state. Earlier in the season, I mixed in the 100 a little bit to try to get my sprints a little bit faster. But ever since I started, I always knew I had a chance at state. So it's just cool that I've been able to get there year after year.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask probably all of you this, because what is it like to compete in that stage at state and look around and be like, wow, this is the end of the road. This is awesome.
It's just really a cool moment. I think this year was like the first year I actually like looked into the stands before my race started, just because it was my last time.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to see like who was all there, everybody there. And it's just a lot. There's a lot of people, and like all the people there makes the track look a lot bigger and seem a lot bigger. But then you go around the track and it's just the same track that you've been going around.
Oh, it's like Hoosiers where they measure the free throw line. This is the same size track that you run on in Beaver Dam as you do right here.
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine that. And then Lucy.
Yeah.
I guess similar for you, for people that don't know, what are you competing in or what have you competed in? Mm. And what was that state experience like for you?
So I definitely love the hurdles. And so if you don't know, my freshman year I went for the 100 hurdles, but then my sophomore year I only went for the 300 hurdles. So I would say I'm definitely better at the 300 hurdles, but the 100 hurdles, I was still like top 10. In the state, but our sectional, I think we did all deserve credit for how competitive our sectional is, because I think we have the hardest sectional in the whole state. So there was four girls in the 100 hurdles in our sectional that were all top 10 in the state. So I could have gone to state in the 100s and made it to the finals, but I got fourth in the sectional because our sectional has the state champion, state runner-up, and like our sectional is just that good. But some other events. I did really good in high jump this year, too. I high jumped 5'2", which I think might have gotten me to state.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't really, I wanted to focus more on the hurdles. So that was a big thing this year, season that, like, wasn't really a thing any other season. But I think next year I definitely want to focus on maybe running some more 400s. Thinking about collegiately, there's not 300 hurdles, it's 400 hurdles. So just running just more of the mid-distance and like 400s, maybe even 800s. I think that's something I definitely want to focus on in the future because I've never really ran a 400. I ran a couple 200s.
I didn't realize that was different from high school to college in those events.
Yeah. And then even the 200s, I would like to do a little bit more next year. I ran the 200 like once at conference and I got third. So that was
congratulations.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, and I imagine similar to Taylor's experience, was it like a pinch yourself moment when you're actually out there in your, what, getting ready to run? Yeah. You look around, you're like, this is it.
I get so scared. It's so scary, but yeah, it's cool. that's the one thing I'd say is it's cool.
Owen, similar questions. Can you tell us the events you were in? And I would love to hear your personal experience.
Yeah, so mine was probably the opposite of Taylor and Lucy's, my journey to state. This year I did like only hurdles and only pole vaults. I got rid of all the distance things. And so when I like started the season, I was not very good at pole vault. I wasn't thinking I was going to like make it past regionals. And then I, you know, improved little by little every meet. And I got to the point where I was like, okay, now I can compete at regionals. And when we got to regionals, I won regionals. There was the one kid seated above me. He only made it so far and couldn't figure something out that day. So I won. But then when I was going for a PR, I pulled my hamstring. And so I was like, okay, now we're done. So I didn't get to do any of my other events that day. So I was in the other hurdle events, but I cut those and just focused on pole vault for sectionals. And then at sectionals, there was, you know, four or five of us that were all right at the same height. And so it just took a 1 foot PR for me, one guy not making his PR, and then a tiebreaker to get me through to the last one.
It's a good day for that PR to come out, right?
I know. I wasn't expecting it. You know, I have this bum leg. You can see in all the pictures online, I have, it's all wrapped up and it's all just in a cast. And but it was a lot of fun to, you know, go out in there and compete. And it was fun to get there. At state, it was a bit tricky because for pole vault, there's 24 guys, and they start at like a foot below eighth place is what it starts at, which happened to be like 13 feet, which is really higher than anybody in our sectional vaulted. So all three of us scratched or no heighted, but it was still fun to go out there and get to compete at like a, you know, a college stadium in front of a lot of people with a lot of good vaulters. So it was really cool.
Well, congratulations to all three of you. This is, it's really cool to be able to hear these stories in state, being able to compete there. And to your point, Lucy, this is an incredible sectional that you guys are fighting in every single year. But we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to hear some of your favorite moments that you've had experienced, whether it, your seasons and careers are done, or if you have one more left coming up. We'll get to that right on the other side of the break with more of the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Hi, this is Andy Cashin, head baseball coach at Watertown High School. You're listening to 1430 ESPN.
This Daily Dodge News update is brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They offer routine checkups and specialty services and inpatient care at the hospital just off Highway 151 in Columbus. Learn more at prairieridge.health. That was the Daily Dodge News update brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They make it easy to get the care you need close to home. Learn more about their services and locations at prairieridge.health.
Looking for summer fun? Head to Beaverfest July 10th and 11th at Tahoe Park in Beaver Dam. This free community festival celebrates America's 250th anniversary with the theme Red, White, and Boom. Friday features the Beaverland Muskies Water Ski Show, live music, and great food. Saturday brings the Kids Zone Cardboard Boat Regatta, pontoon rides, a petting zoo, live entertainment, and a spectacular fireworks show that lights up the night. Get the full schedule at visitbeaverdam.com or the Beaverfest Facebook page. Join us for a good time.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be an equal opportunity employer, providing equal employment, development, and advancement opportunities to all teammates and applicants. To learn more about careers with us, please send an email to talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com. That's talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com.
It's great to see you again, Randy. You're my best friend, and I have more flooring troubles for you to solve. I purchased a second lakefront property with my massive wealth, and it could use your professional touch, but I'm almost embarrassed for you to see them.
Relax, Wally. This is a judgment-free zone. We're here for you if you need new floors, but I'm not going to hug you.
These floors make me uncomfortable, Randy. I feel like they're judging me.
Well, let's turn that judgment into jealousy. At Professional Floor Covering in Beaver Dam, we've got carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP, ceramic, you just name it. We'll measure, help you design, keep it all within budget, whether you're a big shot like Wally or the average Joe.
And I think I'll have you look at my kitchen and bathroom while you're there, too.
That sounds great, Wally. To give your floor a fresh start to the season, just visit proflr.com or our showroom in Beaver Dam. Let the team at Professional Floor Covering turn your frustrations into fascination today.
This show is all about accountability. It's the one and only Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Live every weekday afternoon on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
And welcome back to the Damn Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. We have Beaver Dam track standouts in the building today as we have Taylor Post, Lucy Gonzalez, and Owen Hemling with us today. And I want to hear about some of these moments that, whether it's on the actual track, whether it's in jump, whether it's practice, is there a moment that you can think of, whether it's competition or otherwise, that has stood out to you in your career, whether it's this season or before? Oh, we'll start this way and work our way back this segment.
Yeah, I think a lot of my favorite memories always came with the distance guys. Getting to run, I've run with a couple different groups every year. You get a new group, new partners to run with as you're on your long runs. And I would have to say that all three of the groups that I got to run with over my high school career were just a lot of fun to run with. Each one was a unique set of guys. It was a lot of fun. One year we had a big group of like six people. One year it was just me and another kid. And so it was a lot of fun to just, you know, get to go out and do something you enjoy with people you're friends with. And so a lot of my favorite memories came from those. This year, I would say my favorite memory was my big PR at the end, the 12-6. It was really cool to, you know, have my hard work pay off, but also to have so many people around me supporting me and be so excited that I accomplished that.
I can imagine. That's a humbling moment when you get to see everybody celebrating you and what you've been working so hard to achieve.
Yeah.
Lucy, when you look at your – I know you have one more season left, but so far – well, what has been the favorite moment for you when you have competed in track?
I'm going to give a shout out to the BD Hurdle crew with Lucy Gonzalez, Owen Hemling, Dylan Carnine, Giselle Jimenez, Addy Mueller, Macy Damon.
Now you can't forget anybody.
And Matthew and Liam and Hawk. So we've always had like a very small group of hurdlers, but this season I got all of like my friends that like I did theater with to come do hurdles. And so I would say especially like Dylan and Giselle, they're great at the musicals, and we would always do riff-offs, like, before a meet. And it was so good to just, like, get my mind off of the running. And it was really funny because we'd always come back to the same song, and it was Justin Bieber and his, love me, say that you love
me. Oh, my god!
And we'd always come back to the same song. So I'd say our riff-offs were, like, my favorite. Also, Addy is a freshman, and I adopted her.
She's fun. My
favorite, so I love Addy. I just think the hurdle crew made it really great to just, like, take my mind off of the nervousness of, like, competing and just, like, remember that this is supposed to be fun. Like, sports are supposed to be fun. And I just felt so refreshed coming to track practice and leaving track practice because of the people there. I just had a great time.
It sounds like it. Yeah. It's a very, very cool thing to be able to actually enjoy the practices as much as it is.
We talk so much.
Yeah.
He knows. Yeah. Like, I talk so much during practice. Like, what did you say? Like, it'll be a workout that takes maybe like 20 minutes, but we were there like an hour after practice because I talk so much between every rep.
Well, keep radio in mind down the road. Taylor, how about for you when you look back at the year, your career, was there a moment or a couple moments that stood out to you as especially special?
I'd say this year's state meet was definitely my favorite moment just because of like the group that we sent and the coaches made it like very fun. I just thought it was so cool. And then also being the senior, they kind of let me dictate or decide what was going on. And we also got to spend a lot of time overwatching the events. For like an actual specific event, it would be probably my junior year. That was the first time I went sub-6 in the mile at Arrowhead. So I just thought that was very cool. And it was also like a insane PR. I think it was like 34 seconds, which...
Wow, you shaved 34 seconds
off? That's kind of unreal, like, for most people.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's kind of perfect for anybody, 34 seconds.
Yeah, and then this year at the state meet, I also kind of surprised myself again in the mile. My goal was to get 5:30, and I went below that by quite a bit and also had a 22-second PR, so it was
good
just...
for you.
Yeah, it was just a really cool experience.
I was going to say,
really
shaving off half or a third of a minute, that's got to just be like the most euphoric feeling in the world at the end of a race.
Yeah, it was really cool. I was really tired at the end of it, mostly mentally. I still had a 400 left afterwards, but I just kept telling myself it was one more lap that I had to do after, so I should give it my all.
Well, an interesting part, I love that at the start you talked about how you started track because you wanted to help your basketball game. And for people that aren't familiar with you, you are going to be going to the University of Arizona to be competing in wheelchair basketball.
Yeah.
So what did you notice? How did you feel like you got better at basketball with all your track time?
It definitely helped me like quite a bit. I got a lot stronger while doing track. And I also spent like a lot of time after track was over in the summer to get stronger and faster. So it really helped me defensively, and I also was able to use like my skills more effectively, whereas before that I was more of just like an offensive player, and I knew I needed defense to get to the next level.
Hey, yeah, I like that. We got to bring defense back into basketball. We kind of lost it. I know you can't say that. The girls' team took a lot of pride in defense too, so no slight. But we need more defense, so I love that you felt like you needed to improve that in the game.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, Lucy, I want to ask about specifics. So for hurdles for you, where, like, I look at a hurdle and that feels like it's way too high off the ground for me to be running full speed at this thing. How do you even figure out that you're like, this is going to be something I'm good at?
It's so fun. It's like exhilarating to go over the hurdles. But like, you don't really like jump over them though.
Yeah, it's more of like a long stride, yeah, like, and you just glide, a little elevation.
You
know?
So you don't really like jump, and it's... You can't be scared of it. That's the biggest thing. The hurdle should fear you.
I like that. The hurdle should fear
you. You have to run through the hurdle, because if you let the hurdle, it's just going to stand there. If you let the hurdle like scare you, then you're not going to like go over it with power. And I think especially in the 300s, like, it's going to slow you down if you don't attack it. So attack those.
Glad you're attacking it. I'll just let you deal with that.
When are we going to race?
See, I keep hearing about that. We'll have to talk off air. Maybe next year I can shed a few lbs and maybe try jumping over a hurdle or something. We'll see. Owen, for you, so similarly, when you're talking about high jumping, what pole vaulting, that to me is the scariest thing in the world. How do you like know that you're going to be going 13 feet in the air and go with that attack mentality?
Yeah, a lot of pole vault is really mental. A lot of it is just like, there's not a lot of like physical parts of it. Like, you run really fast, and there's like moving your body in certain ways in the air. But other than that, it's just like timing your body and doing everything you need to do. And so the mental part is a huge part of it. And it's probably the reason why I was able to improve so much. I was just really focused on one part of the vault every practice and tried to hone in as many parts of it as I could one at a time. But then when I like would get to a competition, my brain would just like go blank. You know, you just run as fast as you can and just, you know, plant as big as you can. And then the rest of it is just muscle memory from there.
I'm glad your muscles remember it. Not for me. I do want to ask one more before we go to break and we get to some rapid-fire questions to end it. I'll start with the junior, and then I'm going to have a question for the seniors. But, Lucy, you have one more year left. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to be competing in a multitude of sports this next year mm-hmm. as a senior. What are you looking forward to, whether it's track or any of these other sports, of being the leader and being like these two guys and being the people that really pass the baton, so to speak, to the next group?
Yeah. I think it's crazy that I'm a senior.
Yeah.
I think for track, definitely just focusing on, like, getting faster. I have no idea what I'm going to do for college yet. And so I, like, it's good that I still have time, but I do feel very lost in, like, what I want to do. But otherwise, like, even for basketball and other sports, like, it's going to be a very different dynamic this year because, like, of all the seniors leaving. It's just going to be very different. So now I have to step up and be the leader, which I'm very excited to do. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, dude, you have time to figure it out too. Yeah. Don't stress too much. It all comes plenty fast enough. Don't stress about it right now.
Yeah.
And then for the seniors, I guess to be fair, I'm going to keep it going this way for this block. Oh, and we'll start with you. Can you tell us what's coming next for you? Where we're off to school? What we're going to be doing this next year?
Yeah. So next year I'll be going to MIT in Boston. I'll be studying environmental engineering. And then a more recent development, I'm trying to get to continue to do track and pole vault there as well. It's a D3 school, and so I've been in talks with a coach and some of their athletes, and I'm still continuing to work out and do pole vault over the summer to hopefully, like, earn a spot on that team either this year or when I'm an upperclassman there. So,
congratulations. That's fantastic. We'll be rooting for you very hard here. On the other side of the country, though, we're going to have Taylor Post as well. And I know I alluded to it a little bit before, but can you tell us where you're going, what you're going to be studying, and what's all in the future for you?
So I'll be going to the University of Arizona to play wheelchair basketball. I'm also going to study accounting with a minor in sports management.
Oh, let's go. We need more sports management guys.
Unless I change my mind, but...
don't tell me that.
I'm for sure going to keep the sports management, but I might just kind of go around in the business kind of things and see what I like. But right now, I'm going to go into accounting.
Very, very much congratulations to all three of you. Excited to root for you two next year. Whether you're doing sports, no, you are. You got to figure out for me, too. I've been trying to collect the NIL jerseys. So if you guys end up getting them out there, you send me the link. I'll have to figure out how. I'd love to sport an MIT track or an Arizona jersey. So you'll have to let me know, all right?
Sounds good.
That's your homework assignment for the summer. All right, we're going to take one final break here today. And when we come back, it's time to get to know these three a little bit better. It's time for some rapid-fire questions here on the Dam Sports Show. That's next on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Chance for storms tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 70. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms, high of 84. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, it's 87 degrees.
Keep up to date with all the latest going on in high school athletics across the region by heading to the sports tab at dailydodge.com. Local scores, interviews, and more.
It's easier than ever to check your annual mammogram off your to-do list. Walk into Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus on the last Tuesday of any month to get your yearly mammogram. No appointment or referral needed. If you're over 40 years old and due for a yearly screening mammogram, just bring your insurance card and the name of your physician with you. Visit anytime between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the last Tuesday of every month. Learn more about the walk-in program and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health.
Ground ball to first, backhanded by Vaughn. Runs to the bag, and Mizorowski gets out of it in the sixth. Jumping up and down, pumping his fist. American Family Field on their feet and in approval. Six incredible innings out of Mizorowski, and a well-earned standing ovation as he comes to the dugout.
This is Jeff Levering. Your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball is 95.3 WBEV.
Breathe easier with JB Mechanical's air quality solutions. Say goodbye to dust mites, pet dander, and pollutants in your home. JB Mechanical's team of experts will assess your home's needs and recommend the best solutions to ensure the air you breathe is healthy and safe. A properly designed, installed, and maintained HVAC system can improve your air quality. Poorly done? It can spread dust, allergens, and bacteria. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call. Online at jbmechllc.com, your proud trained dealer.
At Key West Salon and Spa in Beaver Dam, July specials are here. Get 18 tanning sessions for just $60 and keep that summer glow going. Need a clean cut? Jeremy the Barber is now offering walk-in Wednesdays from noon to 6. No appointment needed. And with Autumn, book an appointment in July and get your name entered to win a gift basket. Refer someone who also books in July and you'll get an extra entry. Call 920-887-8999 to book today. Key West Salon and Spa, your key to feeling great and looking even better.
Your smile says a lot about who you are. Hi, I'm Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can warm a room, brighten someone's day, and make you feel unstoppable. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to unlocking the confidence that comes from an unforgettable grin. Family dental, orthodontics, implants, and more. We offer everything dental under one roof. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
Hey, you. It's me, your window. I'm tired. I leak air, I rattle, and honestly, I'm terrible at my job.
Wait, my window is talking?
Yup, and you deserve better. Like Pella Windows installed by Hometown Glass and Improvement. They're energy efficient, quiet, and actually keep the heat and AC where it belongs. Inside.
That does sound better.
Trust me. Retire me.
Good thing I can call Hometown Glass and Improvement for a free window estimate today.
Adopting a teen was more fulfilling and rewarding than we ever thought it would be. We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
They're doing their best to work like Wildy today. What's your excuse? Don't let your eyes or ears miss anything happening on the Damn Sports Show. Presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
And welcome back to the Damn Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. We have three track standouts in the building today, and it's time to learn a little bit more about Taylor Post, about Lucy Gonzalez, and about Owen Hemling, because it's time for rapid fire this or that right now. And I'll start with this one. And I know that you already have a little bit of experience in this, but how about, would you rather win a state championship or break a school record in an event? Taylor, we'll start with you.
I'd definitely say that I'd rather win the state championship. I was fortunate enough to win a couple years ago in the mile. I was able to set all the school records, but so that's still like a little bit of history, but I would much rather win a state championship.
Banners fly forever.
Yeah.
Lucy?
I would rather win a state championship because if you win a state championship, you're most likely breaking a state record because
good point. That's
the kids
a good caveat.
Just keep getting faster and faster and faster. And it's, I don't know how many kids win state and don't break their school records.
That's true. So. That's a fair point. I should have probably started with the state. Is that the same one for you?
No, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here.
Thank you, Will.
I'm gonna say school record. Okay. And here's my reasoning. I would want to break a school record because then you're on the list for your team, and the thing I like about that is when you know there's freshmen, sophomores, anybody like coming in and they're like starting to get good at an event and they want to like be like somebody, they're going to look at the record book, they're going to see whoever's the school record holder, and they're going to want to be like that guy. Like that's what I did in
with
pole vault.
Devil's advocate. Like, I like that.
Well, I mean, if you win a state championship, you think you break state record.
I mean, okay, maybe, but it's not necessarily.
Yeah, I guess.
Like this year, I looked at our school records, and Matt Schneider, who's the school record holder, I got to use all of his poles this year. Every pole right. I used this season was bought specifically for him so he could vault on those poles.
Yeah. All right, we only got a minute and a half, so I'm going to rapid fire fast forward you guys.
No
here.
Explanations.
No explanation on these ones. How about 100-degree heat you're competing in or 35 degrees and raining?
Raining.
I'd rather have the heat.
Rain.
Two rains, one heat. How about favorite post-meet meal?
Chick-fil-A.
Either Chick-fil-A or Culver's.
Culver's.
Ooh, another close one. If your coach gave you only one day to switch events and compete in something you don't usually do, what would be the event you'd choose?
Long jump.
Triple jump.
I'd do a wheelchair long jump.
Yeah. Well, I like that. Well, yeah, I can imagine you probably compete in almost every single event out there right now, don't you?
He does all of them.
Okay, so that makes it a lot easier. Yeah, I like that. Good answer. How about favorite vacation spot if you could pick anywhere?
Arizona.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, you got the winner there.
Yeah, I'd say Arizona.
Last one?
Vermont.
Or like
Vermont.
Europe.
Yeah. All right, how about, let's round out last one. Favorite thing about Beaver Dam?
The pickleball courts.
Pickleball courts is the lead?
I'd say like the community as a whole. Like it's just like a very supportive community.
Basketball player dunked on you, Lucy. Nice one.
I would have to agree. I think the community and how people just rally around, the youth is really cool to see. And the community as a whole is very, very nice to be a part of.
Well, hey, that's all the time we had today, but I want to thank you three so much for being here. Congratulations on all the success this year. Good luck to you two going off to school. And Lucy, good luck next year because you got another year with Daily Dodge TV broadcasts and all the games.
Hey.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great 4th of July. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That's going to do it for us here on the Damn Sports Show. We will be back same time, same place on Monday with another edition here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Homer Hour coming up next.
Family is your legacy. Planning for a natural disaster will make sure you're all